The shortlist has been announced for the 2009 Prime Minister's Literary Awards, and Marilyn Lake, Professor in History at La Trobe University, is amongst those nominated.
It's a terrific honour to be nominated for this shortlist for the Prime Minister's Non-Fiction Award, and coming here today when you realise what great books are on the shortlist, and when the judges talked about there being 200 altogether or whatever to read, you realise, as they said, you know, what a healthy state Australian writing is in, but also, yeah, what talent is out there. So it's a very great honour indeed to be amongst such illustrious company. Many of my friends and colleagues, but really, really terrific books.
Professor Lake's book, Drawing the Global Colour Line, was written with Professor Henry Reynolds of the University of Tasmania and offers a new perspective on the history of human rights and the role Australia has played in its development.
To be a judge for an award like this is like climbing Mount Everest without oxygen. In fact, the pile of books was almost as high as Mount Everest. We got about 170 to read, each of us. Now, that's an awful lot of books. On the other hand, once you get to the top, up to the summit, the view was pretty good because a lot of the books were terrific. Yes, Marilyn Lake and Henry Reynolds collaborated on a book on which puts the White Australia policy into a global context, the politics of race in the late 19th and 20th century. It's a wonderful book, absolutely fantastic, and was a very early on secured a safe place on the shortlist.
The announcement took place at the State Library of Victoria, with the Honourable Peter Garrett attesting that Australian literature is in a healthy state.
Look, we've got a really vital literary culture in Australia, fantastic authors, and readership which is, you know, pretty extensive and continues to grow. And the Prime Minister's Literary Awards for fiction and non-fiction is a way of us identifying and celebrating what really is one of our great creative endeavours, the literature tradition of the country. It'll mean a lot for authors to be nominated because it gives them a bit more publicity, and that's always a good thing. I think their publishers will appreciate it. And ultimately for the winners of each, it's a generous prize money. That means that they've got some time to really spend devoting a bit more of the thinking, the creativity, the planning, the editing and the writing of work. So, you know, we hope that for the winners it gives them an opportunity to have a big space for them to produce the next great book.
The winner of the Prime Minister's Literary Awards will be announced later this year.